The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Little Beatles birthday for you. And this is not for Stephanie this morning with Emerald Coast Cones. Coins.
I know, it's okay.
Cones? Oh my God. Emerald Coast Coins is here in the studio with me today, Stephanie Thompson. But it's her dad's 70th birthday.
Yay. So if you guys go by the store today, make sure you say happy birthday to him. He only kicks around there till like noonish, you know, because he's retired.
Gotcha. Right. It was Steve Gerlach, and yep. I figured that particular era of song would be right for him.
Perfect. So perfect.
That's great. So happy 70th birthday. That's a great birthday.
It is a milestone birthday for sure.
Absolutely. So how are you? How are things going at the shop?
Things have been great at the shop, and we're doing fabulous. Everybody's great right now. Gearing up for the holiday season, trying to get everybody's coming in, trying to get, you know, prepared a little early, for their holidays or whatever, holiday shopping. We won't, obviously we will not be there next Thursday. We will all be closed and celebrating with our family.
Are you open Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yep, but we are open Friday. I think we're typically open all day long. It's a pretty busy day. Come in and see us and get your shopping on for sure. We have silver eagles and silver rounds and gold, whatever you want to buy your people, we can help you find.
Well, last time you were here, we talked a little bit about the prices. How are they doing this week?
Oh, let's check. As we both know, I came running in here to make it on time.
She did great. Plenty of time, at least 30 seconds.
At least.
So, whopping 30.
Oh my goodness. So today the prices are up a little bit. They kind of went down like at the beginning of the month, which is fine. Gold and silver prices go up and down constantly. So they took a teeny bit of a dip, but the gold prices have rebounded. It's at $2,667, and silver's teetering right under $31 today at like $30.90. So it's not horrible.
That's not too bad. No,
that's great.
And you could invest in something really a nice silver.
A nice silver piece
would be.
And, they'll start in the store, the price points will start off at about $33-ish dollars and up, just depending on what you want.
Right.
And there's so many fun things in there. Like a lot of people look for the silver buffalo coins just because it looks like a buffalo nickel. It's a nostalgia thing, I think, why people like those so much.
That's a great stocking stuffer, I have to say.
Amazing stocking stuffers.
That's pretty cool.
I had a customer that came in yesterday, and they said they had been buying their grandchildren silver since they were babies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was like, they don't need toys.
Right.
They need investments, and they'll understand someday when they go to college or whatever they decide to do, that this was an investment for them.
That's very smart. Great grandparents' gift.
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
And inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Very inexpensive.
Yeah, $31. Not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
Not too bad. Well, what other forms of silver could you purchase besides the buffalo silver coins?
So there's the American silver eagles.
Love those.
Those are my favorites.
They're so traditional.
They are. Those are super traditional. Those are a little bit more... In the state of Florida, if you spend less than $500 on not American coins, the buffalo rounds, generic art bars or silver rounds that they have, you have anything that's not American, Canadian maple leaves, Britannias, you have to pay sales tax on them. Silver eagles, you don't. Are their price points a little bit higher? A little bit, but you don't have to pay taxes on them.
That's interesting.
So every state is different. Mm-hmm. And so Florida's price point is, $500 for the American stuff. I had somebody come in that was from California the other day, and they told me in California it's $2,000 on everything.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I was like,
we're not buying in California then.
No.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
Wow. That's wild. Okay. So we're just talking to Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins this morning on News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk, our Pensacola expert panel. And she is an expert on coins and all kinds of different items that they have right now in time for the holidays. If you've got a question, text me at 850-437-1620.
I know things and stuff.
Yes, all kinds of things and stuff. That's my favorite, and stuff. So talk about a little bit about the store itself and what you offer there. We've touched on it a little bit last week, but
yeah,
someone may not have been in there before, where it's located, and when you walk in, what do you see?
When you walk in, sometimes you'll see Duncan, my mom and dad's German Shepherd, sitting on the couch in the back room. Typically,
he's the coin watcher.
He's the star of the show.
Gotcha.
Basically,
okay.
So we've been around for 22 years.
Wow.
Right now, we bought our building 8 years ago, about at 1811 Creighton Road. So we've been there about 8 or 9 years.
What's a landmark around there, if I wanted to try to find
so
you?
So our landmark would be Lanier, the Lanier Light, and that Cumberland Farms. It used to be Tom Thumb, and now it's Cumberland Farms. We're
right,
like diagonally across the street from that.
Campfire
Girls is like, I think, right across the street from
okay,
us.
Okay, yeah, I know where that
yep.
is.
Okay. So like all right in that area. When you first walk in, you know, usually see us, if we're super busy, everybody's doing something. If we're not busy, we're probably kicking back, having fun, because, you know, we're like a big, huge family there. So my dad, my brother, and I, and then everybody else is just family.
Right.
You know, that we've made family that works with us. And we're there to help people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll talk to you about anything and try to explain everything we can. If you have questions, we want to teach you and educate you, because there's so much misinformation out there. Shocker.
Oh, no question. And I could think of you all the time, because I see those late night ads
yes.
to buy. Right now, there really seem to be a lot of them to buy these, I don't know, coins and dollar bills, all
do.
Kinds of stuff. And I can't help but think that a lot of that is scam.
It hurts my heart, because they charge these really high prices
mm-hmm.
for genuine coins.
Right.
For a Silver Eagle that's graded MS-70, which is perfect. MS-70 is perfect for any coin. If you've collected baseball cards, I think baseball cards go on like a 1 to 10 scale, and they might be moving to that with the American coin, for the one of the coin grading companies too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 1 to 70 for the coins. 70 is perfect. So they'll be like, well, this coin, which is typically a $36 coin, but now that it's 70, it's like a $150 coin.
Mm.
Still no.
Mm-hmm.
Still no. And when we get them in our store, they typically, unless they're a rare date, they're typically going to be around, you know, $55, you know, after a while. I never don't pay those prices.
Right.
I always say, you know, that's great. Sit up and watch late night shows and have fun with it. Sleep on it. Sleep
and then
on
come
it.
To your store to check
call
out.
And ask
yes.
questions.
Yes.
Sleep
get
on
your
it.
Information
don't,
from somebody that knows.
Don't believe what you see on the TV. Are they beautiful? Yes. Are they cool? Also, yes.
So you sell, obviously, but you also buy and trade. So talk a little bit about that. If I had jewelry at home that I wanted to get brought
yeah.
in to be evaluated, I could bring to you?
You can. You can totally bring in your jewelry. We unwanted jewelry, broken jewelry, gold and silver and platinum.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do like the, what was it, those tungsten rings. Like, I can't do anything like that. But the gold, silver, and platinum I can purchase.
What about watches?
I can do.
I mean, I know right
old
now
old pocket watches,
because everybody's very digital now.
Yes,
so we all have these watches.
We all
in
have our
jewelry
old,
box.
Our old little Seiko watches that we don't
exactly.
wear anymore.
So those probably don't have a lot of value.
No,
but you're saying pocket watches.
Some old pocket watches, but even still, pocket watches values are really subjective, depending on if they work, how many jewels they have. And if my dad's there to help me look at him.
Right.
My brother's getting better at that, again, because I push a lot of stuff on him, because his brain is just brilliant.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm going to toot his horn, because he just is able to take on all this information and keep it in his head.
Well, that's amazing.
I
that's
know.
Something I can do. I can hardly remember where I put my car keys.
So, yeah, like song lyrics, you come to me. Like
there you
all
go.
That stuff, I'm great with. You know, this other stuff, my brother's fabulous.
Okay. Well, we mentioned gold and silver, and what about jewels and diamonds and that
so,
kind of thing? Do y'all deal with that too?
Diamonds, we do purchase diamonds. And I had a customer come in just a couple days ago, and we talked about their ring they had. I'm always a great starting off point. You know, I can give you what it is on the wholesale side, but, you know, if it's something beautiful that is definitely looks resellable, I'm like, you know, this is, I'm your starting off point. You know, like, this is what you could get. But if you can sell it to an individual, I always say, you know, try and do that, because my price point and retail prices are night and day. And people are like, oh, yeah, I know, that's okay, I'm fine with it. But they're really, like, night and day. Like, prices are different, especially because now that they have the lab-created diamonds.
Right.
That's hurt the diamond market.
Zirconia, that kind of...
Like the actual lab-created diamonds.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they'll even test...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They'll even test, like, diamonds on certain diamond testers.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a whole nother thing.
That's a whole nother thing.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's hurt the diamond market tremendously, too.
I guess so. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been fun.
Interesting. And then what about currency?
So we do buy currency, everything from a foreign currency to Confederate currency. We buy it all. The large notes.
So when you say large notes, what does that mean?
That was our notes before we had the regular notes that we have now, the mm-hmm. regular currency we have now. They were a bit larger. I'm going to show you. No, I can't show everybody else. But they're about that big.
Okay. She's holding up her hands, indicating something that's about the size. It's much bigger than...
An index card. Like, almost like two index cards.
Side
probably.
By side.
Yeah. I think that would probably be a good...
That's a good visual.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they called them horse blankets.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm afraid to ask.
I don't know. Just because they were so big, maybe? My mm-hmm. dad's better with that explanation
okay.
than me. But... We bet all those, and those are super cool. Those are super cool.
What's the oldest currency you've ever had someone walk in with? Because it says on your website, too, that you have the large size from 1923 and earlier.
So, so we've had, like, the Confederate notes, and I guess those might...
The Confederacy.
Yeah.
You're still getting those in?
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Those are neat. They're more common than people think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have thought those would have been long gone by now.
No.
I mean, except in a museum, maybe.
Yeah, nope. They're actually more common than people think. And I'll have people come in there and look at them just to see. They're like, wow, they're still around. They're like, wow, they're still around. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, yeah. People still collect them for history across the board.
Right.
Like, every person.
Who's
likes to
on
come
those?
In.
Is that? Do you know?
People and things.
Different.
Yep. Nope, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Okay.
Not All Stephanie. Right.
No, not Stephanie or your dad. Okay. So now you also buy foreign coins.
Yep, so,
and currencies.
So we do buy foreign coins and currency. I've been doing so good at getting better at buying this stuff.
Okay.
My brother might disagree, but I have been getting better. So we buy foreign coins and in currency, most of this stuff, they devalue their money. And you hear people talk about it here in America, like, our dollar is going to go down. Let me back up. In my opinion, mm-hmm. it's not ever going to happen like it has in Greece or Mexico or Venezuela or places like that, where they have devalued their money that it's worthless and you can't spend it anymore. Mexico, the last time they devalued their money was in 94, I believe. So anything before 1994, they don't use anymore. And that currency is like 1/1000th of a penny for every peso.
Wow, okay.
So we still buy those notes, but we only pay like 25 cents a note because people still like to buy them and look at them because they're pretty to look at.
Well, they're unique.
They're unique.
Right.
And they have projects that they think about doing with them.
Sure.
You know, there's all these different
art
things.
Projects,
yes,
too. Anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go online and you're searching like, oh, well, my, you know, 1,000 peso is worth X amount of dollars. And I'm like, but it's a new peso, not the old peso.
Gotcha.
So we do buy all those. And the coins, it's the same thing. People like the coins are so cool to look at. Like we, you know, we have our, and I want, you know, I kind of wonder sometimes like what they think about our money. Because I think the world's money is just so beautiful and unique. And mm-hmm. all these pictures, and we have green money and generic
well, some
coins.
Pictures on there. There's some symbolism on there that's not too bad.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. You're
they
listening
have birds
to,
and and butterflies, right, and right. flowers.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg. And we are talking this morning with Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins, just in time for the holidays.
Yes.
And we've been talking about coins and gift ideas. And I was just thinking about, we're talking about foreign currency, because the European Union got rid of a lot of currency. I have a friend that's from Italy, and we were talking about, he was showing me some lira.
Yes.
So that, and I thought that was pretty cool. Do you have things like that too?
I do. I do have some lira. Like, we have a bucket full of the foreign coins and stuff. The paper currency gets gone through. People go through that, I think, a lot more recently anyways. It ebbs and flows. Like, sometimes people go through the coins a lot more, and then people go through the paper currency a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, it's been the paper currency. But the lira, yes, I've had people, I love it. They're just going through it because it's just so unique to look at it. Or, like, even, like, Scotland or England.
All of them now.
They're just, yep. They've all gone to the euro, so.
Okay.
But it's cool just to look at all their little currencies.
If you have a question for Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins here on Pep Talk, you can call or text at 850-437-1620. So many things to think about. I love this idea of the buffalo coins for the kids for stocking stuffers. You have some other ideas for gifts?
We even have, so not even those, and I, you know, we talked about this last time, like, we have one with a quokka, which we talked about the quokka, that little cute little animal. We have dragons, and we might have koalas. We have kookaburras.
A koala on a coin?
A koala on a coin, a kookaburra.
Really?
Assuming these are Australian.
Yep, those are Australian. We have pandas also.
No,
like,
kidding.
So the kookaburras are fun too, just because, you know, if we go down to the zoo in Gulf Breeze, they have kookaburras there.
That's right. Well, they just have a baby hippopotamus too.
I know.
I won't play that song yet, the Hippopotamus Christmas song. I won't play that one yet, but yes.
After next week, game on.
Game on, that's right. So more gift ideas that you have. So do you have some jewelry in-house, too, that people can purchase?
So
that maybe have
during the holiday season, we will put out, like, a little bit of silver for people. I don't do the other stuff, but, like, sometimes we'll put out a little bit of silver for people to look at. So, yes, we do have a little bit of that right now. Typically, we do not.
Okay.
But right around the holiday seasons, we will do that.
Okay. And we touched on this last time, but what U.S. coins now or currently actually contain silver?
The Silver Eagle. The Silver Eagle contains silver. Older coins would be the Morgan and Peace dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quarters, dimes, and half dollars, if you go 1964 and earlier, you have to get earlier than that, which you can find sometimes in your change. I do have people that still find it in their change.
Interesting.
Half dollars, 1965 to 1970, will have 40% silver in them.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not that long ago. I mean,
really,
well,
not.
I'm saying that relatively speaking.
Right.
50 years ago. Hello.
Also same.
And then with pennies, my dad was a big penny collector.
Yes.
And so you had the 1 cent, and then the one on the back looks like a little... that called?
Wheat stock.
Thank you.
Yep,
wheat pennies, yes.
Yep, the wheat cents.
So talk about that. Is there any value in those? And what's the one? Isn't there like one or two that if you have one of those, it could be worth a fortune?
Yep, so the 1909S, so San Francisco VDB, it'll have little letters on the bottom of the back. That one is like one of your go-to pennies to get. The 31S, the 14D, those are like your catch-all pennies to grab.
And you can find that where on the coin?
The mint mark will be right under the date.
Okay.
So
on the front side or the back side?
Front side.
Okay.
Yep. And, you know, those are your best dates. You can always call us and give us your email. I have a list that I email to people.
Those
are like,
great.
Hey, these are good coins to look for.
Okay. Give your number out again. And
yep.
And your email.
850-473-1515. The email is eccpensacola@gmail.com.
Okay. So we also have some questions coming in here. Someone was asking about the measurements of coin and weight and asking about what is a troy ounce?
So a troy ounce is 31.1 grams, and a typical ounce, like if you were weighing meat, is like, I think, 28 grams. So that's the difference. I don't know. I don't know why they weigh things differently.
Yeah,
I just know that's
to me.
The difference.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yep.
Okay. So what else can you tell us about what's happening at the store and things to look out for during this season? Is there any kind of scams or anything that we can look out for in terms of coins and people selling them, trading them?
I would say just if you see something online and it looks really inexpensive, if it seems too good to be true, it usually is. That's that, you know, that additive you always got to live your life by. If it seems too good to be true, it usually is. You know, don't be afraid to come in and ask us questions. We can test something for you. If there's something you are trying to barter with, you know, we can test something for you. That's what we're here for, is to help out our community.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good safeguard.
Yes.
Especially if you're thinking about a gift. You don't want to give something to someone that ultimately is not authentic.
Exactly.
That could be very embarrassing.
We're also, on another note, we're also a drop-off point for the Joy Committee's Angel Tree this year.
Oh, talk about that.
Yeah. So every year the Joy Committee takes in toy, you know, does a toy drive for the Angel Tree, and they have been taking in applications. So even if you just want to drop off toys in general, I think they'll still be taking just toys, not just for the Angel Tree, but like for extra. So you can come drop off toys there for that too.
Oh, that's great. So any age range?
I think so. I'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that way we can get our listeners to stop by. They're all
so
generous, I know.
We've been doing that for so many years, and you know, it's just, you know, just another way that we love rescue dogs and the Joy Committee. So we always want to do and children and anything to help out.
That's great. That's really great. And it makes a difference when you have a family-run company, because I have found that a lot of the family-run companies in our area are so generous with the community, giving back, and you're one of those. That makes a big difference, because if I'm deciding where I'm going to go, I'm definitely going to pick somebody that's local and does a lot for my community.
Definitely. That's the way we feel too.
Yeah.
That's what we look for too.
Okay. So this one, I kind of know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because we're getting ready for the holidays. And so someone might have this wonderful collection of coins, and they're thinking, I'm going to give this to my nephew, my grandkids. I'm going to clean it up.
Don't clean
that.
My heart.
I know. You should see your face.
Yep. Don't clean them.
So talk about that, because that's the instinct you have. I should
shine them up. They'll look so pretty.
Yes.
Yep. Don't clean your coins. If they have debris on them, call us and we'll walk you through how to get the debris off. Don't clean your coins. You can even come in to us and we can help you evaluate the coins, so you can tell whoever you're giving the coins to, hey, like, this is valued at this, so that way you have a good idea and they have a good idea, so they know, hey, this is not just like bubblegum money.
right.
Yeah.
No, that's really important, because you had mentioned that last time.
And yes.
I would definitely be the person that would go, I'm going to clean these up.
Yeah. Don't clean it.
Because they have silver polish.
They do have silver polish.
I know I've used that on the candlesticks about this time every year. So.
Mm-hmm. And if we buy sterling flatware and stuff too. Speaking of that.
Yes.
And I've had people say, I just cleaned it up. You don't have to clean up your sterling if you're going to bring it in to me. That's fine.
Okay.
Bring it in the way it is.
Totally,
don't put in any extra effort. I'll take it. It's fine.
And no doubt, if you look around your grandparents' home, I mean, that was such a tradition.
It was.
For so many years. Because I had, for years, you would get another piece, another fork, another knife, and it was pure silver.
Gen X and up, don't care anymore.
No. But it's a lot of value.
It is a lot of value.
For those collections. So don't just toss them and throw them away.
That's it. Check it out first.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got about a minute or so left. Why don't you give out the rest of your information for folks?
And so we're at 1811 Creighton Road. My phone number is 850-473-1515. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. If we're going to close early, I try to post it on Facebook. I don't always get to it. And I try to keep our Google updated with our hours.
Okay. So you were talking with Stephanie Dobson, who is with Emerald Coast Coins, and they are going to be closed on Thanksgiving, but they will be open the day after Thanksgiving, so there's still plenty of time to do a little Christmas shopping.
Start it now. Yep. Get your shopping started now, because we will run out of 2024 Silver Eagles. It will happen if you don't get it done now.
All right, so you've got to get in there this week, I'm thinking.
I would think so. Yep.
All right. And also, one last time, happy birthday, 70th birthday to Steve Gerlach, who's the owner of Emerald Coast Coins. Yeah. All right, thanks so much. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the news.